People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you! For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Tommy Lou Gehrig.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dude's dogs damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lou Gehrig is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lou Gehrig on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lou Gehrig. Loogie. Phone number to call, as always, 888-808-1019. I'll start off with this. Let's go Knicks. As we have all been basking in the glory over the last 24 hours, 27 years is a long time to wait. Too long. Especially when you consider what we were given as Knicks fans in the bad years, in the down years, in the awful years. In the years where the Knicks were non-competitive, they were a laughingstock, a joke, an embarrassment, the worst franchise in the NBA. That only adds to the years. It makes it feel a lot longer. 27 years might as well have been 70 years when you consider how bad the basketball was at times, lengthy times, in that 27-year drought. But those days are gone, long gone, thankfully, as the Knicks have been a very competitive franchise, basically ever since Leon Rose took over. But this is their first taste of the finals in the Leon Rose era. And you heard me say it all year long. This team, bare minimum, had to make it to the finals. Bare minimum. If they didn't, if the Knicks somehow, with all the expectations, with all the talent, with all the depth, making the coaching change that they did, when you fire Tibbs and you go in the direction of Mike Brown, bare minimum, you have to make the finals. And that's exactly what they did in dominating fashion. Completely blowing the doors off their opponents to the tune of 11 straight playoff victories. And the margin of victory in these closeout games is video game level. It is men amongst boys. It is put your feet up, crack a beer if you like to get into that type of activity, and just enjoy what you are witnessing. Non-sweat, easy, just generational type stuff. And that's exactly what the Knicks have been doing. And they gave you both in this series against the Cavs. The historic comeback, and then to add even more history to the way they closed out the gutless Cavs. None of us knew how they would get here. But everybody felt like they had to. They had to get to the finals. And now that they're here, and now that we as Knicks fans sit around for the next week or so awaiting the finals to start. We don't know the opponent yet. We might find out in a couple days as the Thunder are now up 3-2 against the Spurs as the series shifts to San Antonio for a game 6. But now that the Knicks are sitting here in the finals, they have to win. They have to win. Because as a sports fan and somebody that's been watching sports for 4 decades now, and I've seen my teams get to a Super Bowl, I've seen them get to the World Series, I've seen them get to the NBA Finals. No matter how confident you are about the state of the franchise or the roster that's constructed or just the overall vibes that exist within the organization and around the organization, I've learned this lesson. And it's something that I think as I've gotten older, I've become more aware of. And that is, you never know when the stars are going to align again for you. You never know when your team is going to have this type of run where they are playing basketball unlike anybody else in the league. The Knicks right now are the best team in the sport, playing their best basketball, just operating on all cylinders, on both ends of the floor, this historic generational run. They're fully healthy. They have the chemistry. They have the experience. They've been able to rest, which is a huge advantage. So they're cool, calm, chilling, enjoying the Western Conference Finals like the rest of us. And that is very advantageous for them. Because they will enter the finals with zero wear and tear. Zero. Jalen Brunson basically doesn't play the fourth quarter in these closeout games. They basically haven't had to break a sweat in a month. They lost OG, no problem. Down 22 with a little under 8 minutes to go in game 1, no problem. I've never once in this winning streak, even in the 22-point game where they were down that, felt like the Knicks were going to lose. And I'm sure they've felt the exact same way the players have and the coaching staff. You never know when you're going to get this again. You never know. As great as this franchise is, and as well run as this franchise is, and the players, the stars, they're in their prime, they have depth, they have the right head coach, it is amazing. But you never know. Injuries, whatever the case may be, when it's your year, and this certainly feels like the Knicks' year, you have to take advantage of that. The finals were bare minimum. Once you got there, it justified the firing of Tibbs. It certainly justified the hiring of Mike Brown. The season is not a disaster. It is not an abject failure. They not only got to the finals, but to also do it in style. To do it in historic fashion. To do it in dominating fashion. To take over the hearts and minds and imagination of this great city. To lay a whoop and belt the ass on all their opponents, which was extra sweet against Philadelphia and certainly here against Cleveland. But now that they're staring immortality in the face, now that they are 4 wins away from a championship, 4 wins away, 50-plus years. A lifetime for somebody like me. Never seen them win. I'm 0 for 2 in the finals.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts.
Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Keep cool out there, folks. It's gonna be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game, but from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
So for me personally, I just can't live with seeing them lose in the finals again. As a sports fan, I'm 2-1 in the Super Bowl, Giants. Mets, obviously, 0-2 in the World Series. I've seen both ends of it, and 0-2 with the Knicks. Third trip here for somebody like me, and I'm not alone. You know, if you're in my age bracket, you know what I'm talking about. If you're older and you've seen them win, okay, but you've still had to wait 50-plus years and 27 to get to the finals. So it's been a long wait for everybody. But for those of us that haven't had that taste, for those of us that haven't experienced the parade, for those of us that haven't been able to witness a championship from the Knicks, we want this more than anything. And the players, they better feel the same way, and I know they do, because you never know. Sure, there's always next year and the year after. Right, that's sports. It'll be there. But when your team is as hot as the Knicks are right now, and you are as healthy as they are, and you are playing better basketball than anybody that's left, and I don't care if it was the Celtics, the Knicks would have smoked them. I don't care if it was the Pistons, the Knicks would have smoked them. You can combine all the teams in the East and put them on the floor against the Knicks, and the Knicks would have won every game by 40 points. That's how well they're playing. That's how together they're playing. That's the kind of role that this team is on. You do not see this very often. We've certainly never seen it from the Knicks. You know, when I was growing up in the 90s, early 2000s, for people my age, the glory years, although they didn't win a title, but it was the glory years, I remember hard-fought, edge of your seat, biting your fingernails, biting your toenails, just agita basketball end series that were sports wars, that were battles. And you didn't win the series, you survived the series. That's not been the case this year. This is all the ingredients of a team that is dominating and is going to steamroll to a championship. And that needs to be the mentality, and that needs to be what happens. Because you never know. You never know. When I was younger and watching the 90s Knicks, I thought that would be my life as a basketball fan. I thought, man, the Knicks are always going to be good. They've basically been good as long as I've been watching. Sure, they didn't win a championship. Sure, they made it to the finals a couple times, 0-2. The one against the Rockets, obviously more gut-wrenching than the one against the Spurs. But the taste of defeat is the taste of defeat, no matter how it is served to you. I thought that was going to be forever. The Knicks were going to be good. They were going to be in the playoffs year in and year out. You become accustomed to it. You're young. You have no idea. You just think, okay, this is going to be sports for this team. Obviously, the teams I rooted for that were more up and down or bad, you hope that they would turn it around, or if it was up and down, you're, all right, then maybe this is the way it's going to go for said team. But for the Knicks that were basically there every year, I expected that forever. Even though the players would obviously retire and then players would change, I figured, all right, this is a well-run organization. This is a well-oiled machine. They're going to be good every year. And then finally, they'll get to the finals, it'll be their year, and they'll win a chip. And we'll have our parade. That's what I thought when I was, you know, in my teens. And then my 20s came and went, no championship. My 30s came and went, no championship. And now here as a now older, more grizzled, more wiser version of Positive Tommy, I now understand how important it is when you get to this moment to seize the day, to take advantage of it, and to win the whole damn thing. Second place is not going to cut it. I've seen second place before. I don't want to see it again. I want first place. It's been too long. 27 years is a long time. Even longer when you consider how bad they were for so many years. And not just bad, just everything about them, the way they were ran, everything. It wasn't just the on the court. It was a circus off the court. Everything about it was awful. Outside of a little bit of hope there with Melo, year in and year out, it was atrocious. But with this run, starting with Leon Rose and Tibbs and even Julius Randle and Jalen and all the moves that Leon has made as the architect, it has provided not only a spark, not only excitement, not only consistency, but hope. Hope. Even when a couple years ago attrition won out against the Pacers. Even when they got knocked out by the Heat. Heck, when they got knocked out by the Hawks. It was like, all right, the Knicks are back. That was great. This is the start of something really good, hopefully. And even last year, losing the first two at home to the Pacers. And a very tough, bitter pill to swallow. There was always hope. Hope that one day with this group, we will see them in the finals. And I don't care if it's the Thunder, who are the defending champs. I don't care if it's the young, highly talented, highly athletic, tough Spurs team. I do not care who the Knicks are staring at on the other side. If they want to combine teams and be the Monstars, I would not care. Because losing at this point, it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. They now have to win the whole thing because you never know. You never know. Even if you root for a football team that has a great quarterback. Like if you're the Chiefs, oh, well, you know, we have Patrick Mahomes. We'll be fine. We'll be more than fine. We're going to win a Super Bowl again and again and again. And that's a franchise and a fan base that has seen Super Bowl victories recently. So it's even easier to say, well, we're, you know, we've won enough. No, you're thinking, hey, we're going to win more. Not a given. Nothing is in sports. So when you are here and you are playing at the level that the Knicks are playing and you are just steamrolling your opponents and you are on this type of run and you are playing with the continuity and just the overall team basketball on both ends of the floor that this group has put on display here for all of our enjoyment for a month where they haven't lost the game. Think about it. Draft night, first round. That feels like 6 years ago. That was the last time the Knicks lost. And now that you can see four wins, four. Feels like such a tiny number, but these four. And you know it if you've been here along with the ride and you're around my age. You know how hard these four can be. These are the ones that separate a great year, a fun year, a year that you could be proud of. Heck, we made the finals. We stormed through the East. These four wins separate that from immortality. Stuff of legend. Stuff you will never forget. Ever. It's not a given. It's not a birthright to see your team win championships. It's just not. You know, I've said this line before, and I'll use it again here. There were people that were born a Red Sox fan, lived a long life, a fulfilling life. They were born a Red Sox fan, and then they unfortunately passed away as a Red Sox fan, and they never saw them win. Same thing with the Cubs. Now, the Knicks are not entering that level of drought, but what better time than now? I think 50-plus years is long enough to wait. 27 years for the finals. And decades and decades and decades and decades and decades of not winning a championship. To where most of you in the audience have not seen one. When it feels like the time, you have to take advantage of it. Because you never, never know. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is a Loogie here in the late night. Got you for another 4.5 hours. So plenty of time to dissect everything that's going on with the Knicks, who haven't lost a game in a month. I want to get into Leon Rose and the job that he has done as the architect of this team. How the Knicks give hope to another franchise in town. I want to also discuss the comments by the Cavs, in particular James Harden and Kenny Atkinson, who both embarrassed themselves, not only on the court, but with the things they had to say. We'll talk about the Western Conference Finals as well, as it is 3-2 OKC. Game 6 will be Thursday night in San Antonio. So we are one step closer to finding out who the opponent will be. One step closer. And perhaps by Friday morning, the finals will be set. Either way, it's going to start Wednesday, June 3rd. So we got a little over a week to not only celebrate, to not only look back and just enjoy what has been a wonderful, just all-time run here from the Knicks, but we'll have time to look ahead and preview their opponent. We will mix in the baseball as well as we navigate through the 4.5 hours here on the overnight. So You definitely want to line up for that as well. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is Lugie in the Late Night, Tommy Lugauer, After Hours, here on The Fan.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey-to-30-sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
1226 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Hopefully everybody had a very fun, very safe Memorial Day weekend. I know the weather wasn't exactly ideal, especially on Saturday and Sunday, where I felt like it rained pretty much 2 days straight. Somehow, some way, the Yankee game was able to be played on Sunday. I know where I was. It was raining every 3 minutes, essentially. Like, it rained for three, stopped, then rained for another three. Somehow, some way, the Yankees, and we'll get into the Yankees coming up in a little bit, who have had a fantastic week here, and what a difference a week makes for them, especially with the way the Rays are playing baseball right now. But not the greatest of weekends in terms of weather. Friday was okay. Monday was, by the back end, nice, and certainly a wonderful evening in New York City as we all, as Knicks fans, got to celebrate something we have not seen in 27 years. And for some Knicks fans, they've never seen it. And that is the team going to the finals. And there's nothing like partying in New York City, the greatest city in the world. And the weather, when you consider how it was the entire weekend, it's nice that it held up. Not that rain is going to stop people from partying in New York City, that's for sure. But you were able to get a dry evening where it was around 70 degrees by the time the sun went down. And it was certainly the type of night and the type of moment. And just that game where you're watching and it's like, this is over. To the point where you forgot the Cavs took like a 5-0 lead in that game. Or they went on like a little bit of a run to start, and then boom, the Knicks just completely smashed them. And then in game three, the Cavs didn't lead at all. Cavs are so gutless and so heartless. And I love Donovan Mitchell. I do. He picked the right baseball team in my eyes. But geez, dude. I mean, honestly. He's got a Harden is his own. Harden is just in another stratosphere in terms of sports losers. We know that. Just the guy that, and the scary part is he's probably going in the Hall of Fame, but as far as team basketball, as far as, and I said this when the Cavs traded for him, I didn't get it at the time, I was like perplexed by it. I was like, when you get in bed with James Harden, when you do sports business with James Harden, he's going to torpedo your team. Because that's what James Harden does. And that's exactly what he did to the Cavs. Now, he wasn't alone. His head coach that wants to tell you about analytics all the time, you know, that was, what's the analytics on not calling a timeout when your team is blowing a 22-point lead in game one? And Kenny Atkinson had both on the court and in terms of what he said during the series, Kenny Atkinson had the worst coaching job that I've ever seen in a playoff series, ever. Guy's talking about analytics, and the team is up in the analytical department. You're about to get swept. I think Kenny took a cab and went to go see a Broadway show in the fourth quarter, game one. I mean, he was not, I think he left, literally. I don't know if that was like a Weekend in Bernie situations where they just had a stand in there and he was out, you know, going to see a Broadway play. He was going to see Wicked. And then he's going to tell you about the analytics. If I was a Cavs fan, and thankfully I'm not, I would be embarrassed by this team. Not only by the head coach, not only by James Harden, but yes, and it pains me to say this, by Donovan Mitchell, who's got a lot to answer for. He's got a lot to answer for. And now you get the vibe with him that he can't win the big one. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Jake in Far Rockaway. He leads us off here on After Hours. Loogie in the late night. Jake, what's going on? Jake not ready to go. It's all good. We'll get Jake back up in just a little bit here. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Richie in Queens leads us off. What's up, Richie?
Hi, how are you?
Doing really good. How you doing?
Okay, I'm good, good. Just back from West Virginia and coming back and watching the Knicks. You know, look, I know I sound like the old guy in the balcony because I kind of am, but I know I go back 60 years with them, and I've never seen anything like this.
Well, no, exactly, Richie. So, and obviously, you go back a little further than I do, but even if you went back to the real glory days when they won championships, this has never been seen on a basketball court by players wearing Knick uniforms, ever. It is historical. It is dominating. It is just breathtaking to watch them on both ends of the floor completely demolish their opponents.
Yeah, when the teams that ran on had these runs like Golden State, you saw that coming in the course of the year when the Golden State won 16.
Yeah, listen, you've seen it with the Knicks. The thing with the Knicks is we've seen flashes of this. We have. We have seen them at their best and their highest powers and the peak of their powers. The problem throughout the regular season, and look, now we know that maybe they didn't want to tip their hand, or look, it's a long season. They were a team with NBA championship aspirations, so they didn't give it their all perhaps at times or didn't want to tip their hands. But the problem is throughout the year you would see some of the lulls, and you didn't always get these type of performances. But you always knew it was there because you did see flashes of it.
Yeah, you did see flashes, but the consistency to go 11 games and win by 23 per game, it's just mind-boggling. Yep. And you got to remember, too, like before the playoffs started, you know, Cat was an on end. You can't win with Cat because he's not a big time player. And obviously Brown, you know, what is his rotation is horrendous. Bridges is a non entity. A guy that everybody was screaming, you kidding me? You give up 6 picks or 5 picks?
Whatever. Yeah, 5 picks. But there was a lot of question marks, no doubt about it. Now, you named three big ones And listen, to a degree, Brunson as well. Can he handle the? Now, he didn't see a lot of this in the other than Atlanta, the physicality of a bigger team with bigger guards. But there were a lot of people on this team that had. Now, the three you mentioned first are the guys on the top list.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
I was hearing myself there for a second. All good. No, those are the three guys at the top of the list, for sure, that had to answer the bell. Bridges, Cat, and Brown. And by the way, all three did in a big-time way. I got to let you go there, Richie, because I keep hearing myself. But Mike Brown, if you want to put him at the top of the list, only because Mike Brown had the unenvious role here. Like, if you're sitting there right now and you're Mike Brown, everything is amazing. Everything. Like, to be Mike Brown right now, to take a deep breath and say, look what I have done. Look what I have given you. Not only Leon Rose, not only James Dolan, but Nick fans. Look what I've given you. Oh, no, by the way, I stuck it to my old employer there with the Cavs. But this position that Mike Brown was put in this year is extremely unenviable. You're talking about New York City, the highest of expectations. A situation where a very popular coach was fired, and that was not exactly well received by the fan base. You had a team that was made fun of a lot by the media over the summer. You had all this Giannis BS throughout the year leading up to the deadline. And you had a situation where, and I'm sure Mike Brown felt this in the back of his mind, boy, if I don't get to the finals, I'm going to get fired. So it's easy now for Mike Brown to be, oh, this is amazing. But this guy's had a lot of pressure and a lot of weight on his shoulders. And yeah, the team has been a bulldozer, but he's a big part of that. He unlocked Bridges. He has unlocked Cat. The stuff he's done with the Hakimich to kind of nullify that. Sticking with Bridges. Not only unlocking him, but sticking with Mikal at his lowest moment in that series against Atlanta. His lowest Nick moment. And Mikal has been sensational ever since. And I think a lot of credit goes to Mike Brown for sticking with his player. How about taking Josh Hart out of game one of the Eastern Conference Finals and going with Landry Shamet, who was awesome in the series. He missed 1-3 the entire time. And Landry Shamet should have been playing a lot more last year, too. Story for another day. But Landry Shamet was awesome. And he's a gamer and a pro's pro. That was Mike Brown who made that decision. Mike Brown has been awesome. And now, without a shadow of a doubt, we could sit here and say that the Mike Brown hire was the correct one. And as great as Tibbs was for building this program up, they needed to make a change. Tibbs was his own worst enemy. Not wanting to play the bench. Not wanting to develop younger players. By the way, the Knicks are healthy and they're resting and they have a lot of energy and steam. You know why? Because they're rested throughout the year. The injuries, everything that led to the Knicks' downfall over the last couple years, when they ran out of gas, when they had the injuries, when they didn't have the depth, was on Tibbs' shoulders. And he didn't want to get with the, you know, as far as working in continuity with Leon and his staff and everybody that's involved, the brain trust. You know, that led to Tibbs being shown the door. This could have been Tibbs sitting here right now if he had just changed his ways a little bit. I brought up Coughlin all the time with Tibbs. I said, Tom Coughlin, he didn't change completely, but he adapted. And guess what? Tom Coughlin won 2 Super Bowls with the Giants. And if he didn't adapt, I don't think they would have won. Or he would have been shown the door and they would have won with someone else. Tibbs didn't want to adapt. And he was shown the door. Thank you for everything you did. You are definitely a part of what has been built here. You were a big part of getting the Knicks out of the depths of sports hell and making them a consistent, non-LOL Knicks franchise. But you know what? When it came down to it and this team needed to take the next step, you were unwilling to change. And you were unwilling to adapt. So credit, again, Leon Rose, credit James Dolan for recognizing that, probably with the help of the players telling them that. but also listening to your players and saying, okay, as popular as Tibbs is, as unpopular as this decision is going to be, you know what? We got to make the change. And not only did they make the correct move, they hired the right guy. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Kevin is in Bayshore here on After Hours, Lugie in the Late Night. Kevin, what's going on?
Lugie, how you doing,
brother? I'm doing great. Hopefully you're doing as the same.
First time, long time.
Appreciate
I just want to say something. I'm a Yankees fan. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a Giants fan.
Life is great for you right now. Let's just stop and just say that. You right now, you, my friend, are sitting very pretty as a sports fan.
Yes, and I'm not going to say that I haven't seen. I've seen a lot of good wins. I'm happy. I'm thankful. I've seen a lot of good wins.
True.
I have never, ever in my entire life felt the way that I feel right now, confident up and down through the board, front office to the bench. Everybody played their role. Everybody stepped up. People went down. We knew that they'd come back up. Everybody's believing in each other. Everybody has each other's back. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like this. From a team that was not looking their best, from a team that people were writing off, NBA players were saying that they had the lowest chance to win the finals. And look now. When you let the team gel, when you let the team roll, when you come together as a city, as a unit, you can't be stopped.
And perhaps, Kevin, they needed what happened against Atlanta to go down 2-1 to virtually have
adversity,
your season on the
baby.
Line. Adversity and just the lowest moment, and everybody kind of banded together. And ever since then, they have had the fire in their eyes, and they have been absolutely steamrolling their opponents to the point of where it is just like these teams probably
really
want to. Yeah, Kev,
they've made teams quit. It's going to be really tough to beat them because they've been at the bottom of the mountain. They've been there, and they looked at each other in the eyes, and they came that F up, and they stepped up, and they came together and came back. How are you going to – who's going to beat them? You're going to go up 10, 15 points? We've been there.
Yep.
You're going to go up 20 points? We've been there. 25 points?
Or even go up 2-1 in the series. You know what I mean? Even if the Knicks go down 2-1 in the finals, they've been there. They've really seen everything so far. Because even though 2-1 is not, you lose a game and the next game you're out, virtually you go down 3-1, you're in big trouble. So their season was essentially on the line. So they've seen it all throughout the first couple of series, and they've handled it, and they are on a roll, and that roll needs to continue. Like, I want to see them just winning four. Like, just keep this going.
Job is not done, Luke.
Yep.
Job is not done. We all have to remember that. It's going to be a grind. It's going to be tough. But I can't express how proud I am of every single one of them, of every single one of us, of you, of everybody on the fan. All deserve it. They deserve it. Jalen Brunson is the GOAT. I'm sorry to say it. I love Aaron Judge. I love the Yankees. Jalen Brunson is and will be the king of New York.
Well, listen, especially, and that's a conversation we're definitely going to have here on the fan throughout the station, the King of New York. When you consider the Knicks the one team that unites us all, we're split in baseball. We know that. The percentages certainly up for debate, but we are split. With basketball, it's Knicks. So when you are the star of the team, when you are as responsible for this turnaround, and I mean turnaround, of epic proportions, and you have this team four wins away from a championship, you are the king. And if you win it, you are the forever king. That's how important this is. That's how much this means when you factor in the drought. And I know the Yankees are on a drought. For their standards, they're on a drought. Nothing like this. Nothing like this. When you could say it's, a 50-burger and more that your team has won a championship, that is a drought of the highest levels. And you don't want to see it go any further. And that's why I opened the show with, You never know if this team or any team you root for is going to get back to a championship and have an opportunity to win one. Especially considering, and you've heard it with our callers, the passion, the energy, especially considering the way they're playing. Better than anybody else in the NBA. Better than anybody else left. Better than the Spurs. Better than the Thunder. Certainly better than anybody that was in their way in the East or anybody that they would have seen in the East, including the Celtics and the Pistons. They have leveled up. They have kicked it into not only a next gear, but a gear, maybe four gears ahead of that. And what we are seeing right now is special. What we are seeing right now is the looks of a championship team. Opponent not determined yet, obviously, because the Western Conference Finals still has a few games left, potentially, if San Antonio can win a game six, and I think they will. And by the way, as a Knicks fan, you got to be rooting for keep this going. Have a triple overtime in game seven. Whoever survives, the Knicks can pick the bones of, because they're going to be rested for the second straight series. Think about all the rest they've had. They are going to be so much full of just energy, and they're not going to be, I mean, I talked about this with Cleveland, back-to-back seven-game series. Eventually, that's going to take a toll on you. Now, I think Cleveland lost for a million other reasons, but it certainly didn't help that they just played, you know, 14 games in the playoffs, where the Knicks had played 10. And now the Knicks get another long rest, which is only going to benefit them. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call if you'd like to join the conversation. Let's go to Sean in Glen Rock here on The Fan. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for taking the call. First-time caller. I love your enthusiasm.
Appreciate you.
I was lucky to be at game one to see the comeback. It was infectious. What I wanted to ask is, you know, I was watching game four, and obviously the Spurs had a great game. And I was saying to my friends, you know, SGA, all SGA needs to do to win this game is what Brunson did in game one. And it didn't seem like he even tried. And now it seems like he had a bad game five also. So I wanted to know what your opinion was.
To start off game five, he was having a rough go of it. I didn't like his body language. He kind of was giving me James Harden vibes. What he was able to do, SGA, which this is a big part of his game and something if the Thunder get by, the Knicks have to be cognizant of, SGA was able to get to the line. And by getting to the line, he was able to see the ball go through the net. I think it gave him that confidence. And then the jump shot, which can be lethal, especially in the mid-range game, it all of a sudden started to wake up. He had an awesome game. And one of the big reasons why they are one win away from the finals is the performance that he had. But you're right. He was looking. Look, no J-Dub. He has to handle the ball a lot earlier. He looked out of sorts, SGA. So you're right going into this game and then for maybe a quarter or two. But by getting to the line, and he is a foul merchant, so he's looking to flop and looking to get to the line, which is part of the game. You know, if the refs are going to call it, he's going to do it. But it was able to get him going, and now he's got one more win, and then he's back in the finals for the second straight year.
In game four, he didn't even try. I didn't understand it.
Well, listen, that was one of those situations. Yeah, it was one of those situations where they got completely and utterly just punched in the mouth by the Spurs. They got dominated on every level. They just got their ass whooped. And you might be right. Maybe they were like, you know what? We know we don't lose back-to-back games. We know we're going to OKC. We're going back home. We're going to be good. We got the home court here. It's now a best of three. So perhaps they made a little bit of a business decision, and they are banged up. They are losing, they've lost a couple players here, crucial players, critical players. So perhaps he said, you know what, the heck with it. I want to wave the white flag. But he was great tonight, and that's all that matters if you're a fan of the Thunder, because he's got his team right there on the doorstep for another finals appearance.
No, thanks, Tommy. Let's go Knicks.
Yep, let's go Knicks. I know, I get what you're trying to say in terms of would a Brunson do that. You're also talking about a team that won. This is where you got to be careful with OKC. Very careful. And I've fallen into this trap, but you got to be careful. When you have won a championship, I'm not suggesting they play with their food, but you know your team better than anybody. You have done this. You have reached the mountaintop. So sometimes, you know, we saw it with the Dodgers, you know, where they'll punt the game, and it's bold strategy, Cotton, and it can come back to bite you in the ass. But the Thunder certainly get the benefit of the doubt, having won it all last year. And despite what happened in game four, which was ugly, if that was your first time watching basketball, or let's say you're a casual, you're just a casual NBA fan, you're a diehard Knicks fan, and let's say you tune that game in, you're like, oh, I kind of want to see what's going on here. I don't really watch the Thunder a lot. I don't see the Spurs, but when they play the Knicks, but otherwise I don't see them play. And you're watching that game, you're like, this team won the championship last year? They suck. Well, they showed you what they're all about. Still shorthanded. Still down a couple of key players. The Thunder had pretty much a rocking chair victory at home, where at times they were up, 20 points in the second half. And when you are the champion, when you're the defending champion, you got to drive the stake to their heart. You have to. Because they have championship DNA, and they know how to win, and they know how to navigate through these series. It's not their first rodeo, nor is it the first rodeo of the Knicks. That's why, as a Knicks fan, I'd love to just see I love the Spurs, because I think their youth, they will work against them. They don't have enough depth to handle the Knicks. This, to me, is their championship, knocking off the defending champs. And I think the Knicks can present the type of matchup defensively that can give Wemby some problems. So if it's the Spurs, I think it'll be easy. Much of what we've seen. The Thunder are a different ballgame because they are the champs. And I think they've earned that respect. And the lights of the NBA Finals will not be overwhelming for them because they're battle-tested. They have vets. They have depth. And if they get all these guys back healthy, it's a tall order. But it's not too tall, especially when you consider how the Knicks are playing right now. And the confidence that this team has to have, where throughout the regular season, one night you have them drop 140 and they look like the best team in the league. And then they'd have these stretches where they're getting booed at Madison Square Garden and they're having team meetings after a loss to the Mavs. When you can get on that magic carpet and go on that magic carpet ride, not only for us, the fans, to enjoy it, but the players, they got to feel like we're never going to lose. We're not going to lose another game. And the momentum of that is actually quite important. Because we have not seen how the Knicks are going to respond. We know what they did when they were down 2-1. We saw that. Backs against the wall, season on the line, a brutal game 2 loss, an even worse game 3 loss. Now, game 4 in Atlanta. We saw what this team, against a lesser opponent. But still, all the pressure was on the Knicks. We saw how they would respond and how they did respond. We haven't seen it yet if they lose a game. Because now it's a different animal. When you win 11 straight, when you have this type of run, we know how they responded down 22, but I'm talking about losing. We have not seen that yet. And hopefully we don't. Hopefully they just win 4 straight and we have a parade and even earlier than you would think. It would be right up there tied with as great a run as we've ever seen from any team in this town, postseason, playoffs, you name it, if they were to just win 4 more straight and rattle off 15 in a row. That would be iconic. That would be the cherry on top. That would be just untouchable. The likelihood of that, especially against OKC, is pretty slim. So we're going to find out what this team does off of a loss here, because it's a different animal now that they've won the they got to be feeling different as a team. At no point during the regular season or even early in this playoffs have they been in this type of situation where they have leveled up like this, and they got to be feeling just, we are untouchable. But if they get that adversity and they lose a game, we got to see how they respond. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We know how the Cavs responded, not only on the court, which was gutless, just absolutely embarrassing, including their Twitter account telling their fans how to act. Oh, cheer when the team has got the ball in their hands, and then say defense when they don't have the ball in their hands. I mean, what are we doing? Just across the board, Cleveland couldn't have had a worse showing. They couldn't have had a worse showing. You know, and I'm not a Swiftie, but I feel bad for Taylor Swift. She had to sit there and watch that slop with Kelsey chugging beers. Now, to their credit, they stayed till the end of the game. I mean, the game was over within 3 minutes, but they did stay to the end of the game. But across the board, a poor showing from Cleveland, including their head coach, who's going to tell you about the analytics. Kenny Atkinson might be sitting here, you know, 20 years from now going, well, you know, we really analytically won that series. We analytically won the championship. Like, Kenny Atkinson has brought in a new, you know, as positive Tommy, I started taking notes. I was like, okay, I never thought of that. You know, analytically, the Mets are really only a game out of... maybe I'll use that. Kenny, hi, this is Earth. Have we met? Your team just got swept. Nobody wants to hear about the analytics and how your team analytically won games. Did you win a game on the court? Did your team show up? Did your team have any heart? Did your team blow a 22-point lead in game one? Let's go to Dan in Fairfield, Connecticut on the fan. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up?
Just what you were saying before, I just think that I've never heard a coach or player say anything so, you know, like...
appalling?
Analytically, 2-1, appalling. 2-1, they're down 3-0. And
tone
we
deaf.
We're up 2-1,
yep.
Analytically. And I like Kenny Atkinson.
I do too.
You know, I mean, he's from here. He was on the Knicks coaching staff.
Got a raw deal in Brooklyn, but he had a brutal series. There's no other way around it.
Yeah,
and saying that type of stuff should get you basically shown the door.
And then he also said the day after the game four loss, he said he was talking about the two game sixes that they lost at home.
Yep.
And complaining about, basically he was sort of, it was a veiled shot at the league that the schedule sort of screwed them, and because their legs were tired. And I just have never seen or never heard of like a coach or a player like make such excuses. And
The analytical stuff is, you're right, because James Harden also, we were the better team. I've heard that before. I heard Alonzo Mourning say that back in the day when the Knicks beat him.
That was also terrible.
But that will be on terrible, especially from him. But that's not unprecedented. What Atkinson did, he took the analytics, because I'm sure there's plenty of analytical people out there that, whether they're in the business or not, and they heard that and they went, Kenny, please, you know, maybe sit one out. Because it doesn't shine a great light on the analytical world. Now, I don't think it's, well, analytics are all bad now. No, it's not. Analytics can be good. It's just when you're getting your ass kicked and you're down in a series, don't bring up analytics and don't say you're up 2-1 analytics.
And it's the way it's received also by the fans and everything. You know, it's like, you don't want to hear that.
How about the players?
And ownership.
If I'm a player on that team, I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? That's what I'm saying, Dan. If I'm one of those players, although who knows? I mean, what more can I say about Cleveland and the Cavs? Gutless, soft. Their head coach is talking about they're up in the series analytically. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. So whether it's bragging about the analytics or saying, in the case of James Harden, we're the better team, or Kenny Atkinson not calling a timeout when the Knicks are just taking the soul of the Cavs in game one, or whether it's Mobley or Allen being what we all know they are, and that's soft. It takes two to tango, right? The Knicks are just on another level right now, and they had a perfect, perfect dance partner in this series. A team that embarrassed themselves, the Cavs did, on the court, and then to make matters worse, because it's one thing to get your rear ends kicked. It's one thing to get swept. It's another thing to spew the BS that was spewed when the season is over, mind you. It's one thing if it's throughout the regular season or you're down in a series and you want to throw a little line out there like that, you might be able to get away with it. especially in a market like Cleveland. Not when the season's over. You took one on the chin. If you want to say, hey, we'll be back next year, we'll make some moves. Great, fine. I'm all for the hope. But not, don't talk about when you got swept that analytically you were somehow the better team. 888-808-1, I mean, which is just, it's right up there for one of the dumbest things that have ever been said by a coach in any sport. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie in the late night here on The Fan. We will get back to your calls. I know everybody's excited. Everybody wants to talk Knicks. And for all the Yankee and Met fans, we will mix in the Mets into the conversation as well. But I do want to get into Leon Rose getting his flowers for being the architect of this team. And the Knicks have given another franchise in this town hope. Those are some of the topics you'll hear over the next 4 hours as they take you up to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, Loogie in the Late Night, after hours here on The Fan.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.